Back, my fellow Americans, and all those that love God and liberty from around the world. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program from the high Rocky Mountains of the USA, Idaho County, Idaho, to be exact. It's good to be back with you on this Friday evening. We've got a very exciting evening planned tonight. We have one of the greatest pastors in the history of the United States. For sure, during the 20th and 21st century, Pastor John Weaver is coming to town here to Idaho County, Idaho. He's going to be speaking tonight at 6:30 at the Lewis and Clark Resort just outside of Kamiai. Now, this is one great American pastor because he knows where our American system was based. And he knows how we've gotten away from the American system and what we have to do to get back under God and our constitutional system. Now, that is very unusual for a pastor today in America, for a man of God, to understand these things. You know, we are thrilled to have a few pastors in the nation that still know and study the pastors of the revolution and those that helped start this nation, because it is tremendous to hear the speeches of those pastors and ministers that helped form America into a Christian nation. It is so much different to hear their speeches than to hear our pastors speaking today that are under government control. You know, I had a personal meeting one time with the one Christian leader in America that has the greatest audience every week of Americans, Christian Americans, of anybody in America, or around the world for that matter. He has something like 15 to 20 million Christians listening to him every day in America. He's on radio, and he's quite a fellow. And I heard him speak. I'm not going to mention his name because I promised I would not. But anyway, I went to a meeting with him, and this meeting was of the top people in America, the top glitter bugs on television, like Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell and others that you know the names of. We're coming up on the first break. I'll hold my thoughts and be back on the other side of the break to continue the message. Be right back, folks.
Hey. Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the product in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in 5 countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Back, folks. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, coming to you from the Rocky Mountains of the USA. And we're so pleased to be on Republic Broadcasting Network. We want to thank John Stoutmiller and the crew for having our police and military organization on here. And you might wonder tonight why I'm talking about the subject I am. Well, I'm talking about the subject of how we've gotten away from God and the ministers have gotten away from preaching the way they used to preach because they don't know any better in America today. When the preachers in the 1600s and 1700s used to preach the whole Word of God instead of just 30% of the Bible today because that's what the government allows them to preach. So the reason our police and military association is concerned about this is because we handle the criminal activity from those who are involved as criminals in the streets of America and also in the governments of America, local, state, and federal. And so we're deeply involved in seeing where America has gone in their spirituality and in their honor and integrity and so forth. We've gone towards a Luciferian system in this nation, and police officers are are the ones that see this. Let me tell you, folks, we are the ones that see what man does to man when they allow God to be thrown out of a nation. And that's what we've done in America today. And I want to go back to this example. Here's what is going on today. And you're not allowed to know this because it's embarrassing to those preachers and ministers who are in the pulpits today that are very limited in what they can tell you. You notice how the preachers today talk only about how you and I should treat each other and how we should worship God and pray and bring each other to the Lord, but they never, ever, or very, very seldom would your preacher talk about you going out in the community and doing what God told us to do, and that's occupying the institutions, occupying the school boards, occupying the political system, serving on the juries and so forth, and studying to see how you're supposed to represent the people as the disciples for Christ out there. They don't get into this because the government has licensed these churches, and if they get into talking about the political aspects of a Christian's life, they can get into deep trouble. Well, I was so pleased, I was so blessed to be at a meeting in, I think it was Orlando, Florida, one of the ritzy areas of Orlando, Florida, and in the most wealthy, the richest hotel in that area, I think is $400-$600 a night to stay in this hotel. Well, this is where we had that all weekend long meeting of a political organization, a religious and political organization that is made up of membership of the top glitter bugs on television. You know, the big shots, Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and all these people are members of this organization, and it is also known to be a very, very, the wealthy strata of Christian America. Most all these people are multimillionaires. And so I'm at this meeting, and I'm, of course, not one of these people. I'm just a cop on a policeman's disability for being injured in the line of duty. And so I'm at this meeting, and this giant of a Christian man comes in and is going to give a speech on government control of the ministry. Well, you can believe I was just thrilled in my heart that this man, the most powerful man in America, the most notable, the most listened to every single week in America by literally tens of millions of Christians, and they follow what he says. I mean, to tell you, you think you follow what your minister says and don't doubt him and don't question him, but this man is followed by literally tens of millions of Christians every week. And, of course, he doesn't tell them to do anything but send for his new books, you know, and send money in so he can be on the radio again, but he won't tell them to get out and do anything that God meant us to do as Christians in the communities. But anyway, I went to this speech, and he got up and made the most eloquent speech, and he seemed to be angry and mad at the federal government for restricting his ministry, and he talked about how he was restricted in preaching because of his 501c3 church exempt or tax exempt status from the IRS and his state incorporation by the state government. A corporation, of course, is owned by the state, and he incorporates his religious ministry or your church, and you become an entity of the state. You're not under Christ any longer. You're under the state. Well, he was speaking out against this and gave the most eloquent speech. We were not allowed to record the speech. Okay, this one was not to be recorded. Most all of these meetings with this very wealthy Christian religious organization are all recorded, and you can buy copies. But this most powerful Christian man in America said he didn't want it recorded, and we could not talk about it outside the room because he was scared of the federal government, what they would do to his ministry, because he was heated. He was hot. And, boy, he did one of the most powerful speeches on government control of the church today and the limitations that the pastors have for preaching the whole Word of God I've ever heard. It was absolutely magnificent. This man is an orator, and he's a motivator, and he motivated all of us. But he ended by not knowing what to do. He wanted to spread this to others in the meeting place and tell them how angry he was, but he didn't know what to do. Well, the meeting ended, and everybody was just praising him for the great speech because all of these ministers, they're very powerful multimillionaire ministers, and others from great corporations were there. They patted him on the back and shook his hand and just said it was wonderful. They'd never heard anything like it, and I got in line. And so when it was my turn, I went up and introduced myself, the head of the American Citizen and Lawman Association, and the writer of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and shook his hand and told him once again, as the others did, how proud I was of him for speaking up about this subject. It had lassoed and controlled the churches throughout America, I told him, and I certainly knew that, and so did the pastors there. But I said, I have a suggestion of what you can do other than just speaking out about it. There has to be some corrective measure taken, and I believe I know what the corrective measure is. And he had a bodyguard with him, turned out to be a retired police officer, and I met him and had a good time speaking with him because I'm a retired police officer. But this great man, I told him, I said, what you need to do, brother, I said, is you have multi-millions, tens of millions of Christians that listen to you every day, you need to get on the radio and give this same speech to these millions and millions of Christians out there and go public with what you said. And I said, now, you may not know your power, but a lot of us out here know your power, and motivating these people, these multi-millions of people out there listening to you, these Christians, to write to their congressmen and senators and get involved in speaking out against the government controlling the church, I said, brother, you could start a movement. You yourself, personally, could start a movement that would stop government control of the church. Now, what do you think about that? Well, he says, well, let me think about that. He says, let me think about that. I said, well, I'd like to know how to write you a letter, and so you don't forget, I'll send you a letter on this and talk to you about what you could do to change this system. You have an audience out there that just you alone could start a movement that could change this system, and there would be no more government control of the churches, and you would be pleased. You wouldn't be fretting and speaking behind closed doors like this any longer. You can go out and speak in public about these things. And I said, I want to write to you and remind you of our conversation today, and I'll write in there what I believe is the solution, and you just pray about it, and I'll pray with you, and let's see what happens. But I said, you're the man. You are the man that could change this if you will just do so and take to the airwaves and say and give the same speech that you gave here tonight that motivated all these pastors and these corporate heads. I mean, folks, this room was filled with millionaires who allegedly are Christians and love the Lord Jesus Christ and his laws. So I wrote to this man, and I spelled it all out to him in just a couple pages. I kept it rather short because I know the man is busier than I am, working 12, 14, 16 hours a day. I'm sure he works more than that because he has so many operations going that millions and millions of dollars of operations going on every single day. And I know he's very busy, so I kept it short, sent him this letter with my dear help of my dear associate who knows how to write the English language properly, Sister Carol. Sister Carol helped me out with this, and we sent him a letter. And when we get back from the break, I'll tell you what his answer was to me. And I think you'll understand why America is in the position it is today. Be right back.
about the new discoveries of MSP research, find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the product in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Folks, we're back. You're listening to that old cop, Jack McLam, now retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of the USA, Idaho County, Idaho. And we're having a great spiritual meeting tonight with one of the great ministers, the great pastors of America, Pastor John Weaver, a native of Georgia, graduate of Bob Jones University. And he started a number of churches across the country, and he's been about 32 years in the ministry, and the man preaches along the style of the traditions of the early American pastors whose pulpits were the cradle of American Christian liberty. They taught liberty. They taught freedom from the pulpit, and they didn't have any concern if the government liked it or not. No government control. Even though the government tried to control them, they wouldn't have no part of it. Well, back to our pastor, who is our religious leader, I should say, who is one of the most powerful, if not, they say he is the most powerful religious leader in the country today, because he has so many tens of millions of Christians listening to him each week. And so I sent him a letter explaining to him that many of us had understood that the churches are restricted now to about 30% of the Holy Bible because of 70% is how God's people should be in occupation of the institutions. God's people should control this nation and not withdraw as we've done it. And I said, so I was so pleased and so proud to meet you and hear what you had to say. And I was so inspired because you're talking about one of the greatest problems in America today, and that is government restriction of the holy word of God within the churches of God. And, brother, you are the man that is powerful enough and has the ears and the hearts of so many Christians across America. You could start a revolution, a nonviolent revolution to redress our grievances as Christians and get the government out of the churches across America and the religious institutions. And I really told him, I laid out for him exactly what would happen if the American Christians got involved, knew what the problem was, which he explained so eloquently, and told him that with his power to reach the multi-millions of Christians, we could start a spiritual revolution to go to our leaders in this nation and get the laws changed to where churches are not approached by the IRS and lied to and told if they do not take a 501c3 tax-exempt status from the IRS that they are not tax-exempt, because they are tax-exempt, always have been tax-exempt. And so anyway, that was the basis of my letter, and told him that I'm just praying, and our people here are praying, that you would be the Moses to pick up your staff and lead the people out of Egypt today, you know. And so what I received back was a very short letter saying that he had prayed about it, and basically he would lose too much money. He would lose too much funds coming in to the ministry if he picked up this gauntlet of trying to change this system that we have in America today. Well, you can't imagine how I felt, because here's a man that is admired all across the earth, and especially throughout America, for his weekly ministry, daily ministry. He's on daily in most Christian radio stations across America today. And I believe, now this is not God talking, this is just that old cop Jack McLam, but I saw this man having tremendous powers, and he could change what was perplexing him and angering him so much to give the impassioned speech that he gave at this very powerful, rich, millionaire, Christian political organization that he spoke at. And he had the passion. And he had the desire to change it, but after he said he prayed about it and looked at the figures and looked at the stats and so forth, he found out his ministry would probably suffer. The IRS would come after him, and the ministry would suffer and lose funds. And that was it. Well, folks, I'll tell you, Pastor John Weaver addresses these issues where we've gotten away from God and gotten our churches back under the put our churches under government and out from under God, the holy God of heaven, and what we can do about it and what we should do about it. And so tonight, if you were in this area at 6:30 and could meet there at the Lewis and Clark Resort on Highway 12, you would hear one of the great preachers of America that does not have, for any of his churches, an IRS 501c3, a state charter, which would turn it into a state church. He doesn't have any of these things of the churches he's set up over the years. So he preaches the whole Word of God, as I wish all of our ministers would understand today, that there is a way that they can not have to worry about being limited by what the government wishes that they preach from the pulpits in America today. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you tired of Jurassic Age T1 dedicated line pricing? BestT1Prices.com will deliver unbiased T1 line prices in real time, allowing you to save money. BestT1Prices.com also offers business and residential DSL, frame relay, point-to-point, T3, DS3, Wi-Fi, and much, much more. BestT1Prices.com has served over 100,000 instant price quotes. Visit BestT1Prices.com and start saving money today.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
This is that old cop, Jack McLam, coming to you from the Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho. And you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program on the wonderful, magnificent Missionary Outreach of Republic Broadcasting Network. I say Missionary Outreach because, I'll tell you what, they use a wonderful mass communication means for spreading the Word of God and the truth out across this nation and around the world like missionaries have never been able to do it before. Missionaries are wonderful. They go out single, you know, or in pairs and preach to those that will listen around the world. But it's just wonderful that God has given us men like John Stapmiller and others who have stood up and said, we're going to fulfill the great commission that God gave us by preaching the Word of God and the truth out across mass communication methods like Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're just honored to be here at our Police and Military Association. By the way, our police and military associations are the Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, which tonight and in the morning we're finishing up this latest newsletter, getting it in the mail to just literally, it'll go out. When this issue is out, it will have reached literally thousands and thousands of people, many of those police officers and soldiers and people in the private sector that will make copies and distribute them among our brothers and sisters in law enforcement and the military. And we talk about things in there. We get letters from police and military and talk about things like we're talking about right now at times, but also about the totalitarian system being set up in the world, which the Bible speaks of as the Antichrist world system, and our Republican Socialist and Democratic Socialist Party helping to do that. That's their goal, to have world government under the Antichrist Marxist-led United Nations. Explain to me that. If the Republicans are supposed to be all these good Christians and all these good conservatives out there. But that's the truth of the matter. And so we're pleased to know and be blessed by Republic Broadcasting Network to have our program on so we can put the word out to our police and soldiers, but people in the private sector too, about people like the wonderful Pastor John Weaver, Pastor John Lewis, and other Pastor Butch Paul, and those that preach the whole Word of God, the whole Scriptures within the King James Version of the Bible. And that is very unusual today. Pastor John Lewis has done a speech, I guess I have to say, he preaches a message from Pastor Gad Hitchcock, who was a pastor in 1763 to for 50 years. He preached up in Massachusetts in the early founding of our nation. And Pastor Gad Hitchcock, every year, and all the ministers across the nation used to preach something called an election sermon before the election. Not every year, but when elections came up, they would preach what was called an election sermon. And no preacher in the world today, let me back up. I don't know about the whole world, but in America, no preacher but Pastor John Lewis, Pastor John Weaver, Pastor Butch Paul, and a handful, maybe 1,000 preachers in America, maybe much less, maybe only 500, would dare preach an election sermon. Because what it was they would have those running for office in their communities, counties, state, and even those running for federal office, they would have them come in to the election sermon, and you had better be there to listen to these ministers preach the whole Word of God to you about how you were supposed to act in good behavior and how you were supposed to punish the guilty and protect the innocent when you took office. And I tell you what, they rode them up one side of the street and down the other for about 2 hours in these election sermons, telling these people running for office that God was putting them into office if they won the election because of all the prayers of the people. God was putting them into office, and if they didn't act in good behavior, God would take them out, and they would answer to God. And I'll tell you what, if you could hear Pastor Weaver preach his election sermon, the preaching of Pastor Gad Hitchcock of 1763-66, right in that area, it will just light you on fire, because you've never heard that from the pulpit of any church in America in the last 200 years, anyway. And it's sad, because that's what used to happen when we were not at that time government institutions. Churches were not government institutions. Pastors were not licensed to preach. Just the opposite. They went to jail. They went to the stocks. They were punished. They were beaten because they would not take a license to speak at times during those days when the government wanted them to and demanded that they would. So anyway, I want to tell you that because of the changes in the church today, folks, and the preaching in the churches, we do not have a chance of winning this government back. We have no chance of winning this government back, because just like last week, we were listening to one of the head glitterbugs on television, And he got everybody all excited again and got everybody. He's one of the great preachers of America, and he was preaching. Of course, he didn't preach the 70% of the Bible. He always preaches on how you and I should treat each other and how we should serve God and how we should save others, get each other saved, and how we should pray. And then at the end of it, he got everybody motivated. He could have opened the doors, and he could have told them to charge out there and Monday morning get their placards and march on the abortion clinics downtown and ring around that place, walk around it seven times and pray to God that God would bring this building down like happened in the Holy Bible, and just pray and march around that place. And believe me, that abortion clinic would be gone by the next day. It would be shut forever. But ministers won't do that today because the IRS will come after them. And so this glitter bug on TV got us all motivated and got us almost in tears about this and that. And then he just said, hey, listen, there's nothing for us to do. Just pray, get right with God, because any time now we're going to have the great snatch. We're going to be raptured out of here, and we're going to be going up in the air to meet the Lord. Well, you know what he just did? He just threw cold water in everybody's face. Everybody was keyed up, ready to go sort tigers. If that minister had given us a chore to do and opened those church doors where there was probably something like 35,000 people sitting in his church, can you imagine what would have happened in that town? If that one pastor had given them an assignment to do to stop some evil in the community and go out and protest and have their voices heard, but no. They don't do that today. They tell you to come back next week, same time, same show, and we'll do this all again. And by the way, we'll have a potluck after church, so bring your potluck materials and may have a ball game for the kids. And we'll just circle around and sing Kumbaya, My Lord, Kumbaya, and await the great rapture that's coming. The Lord will straighten all this out when he gets here. We don't have anything to do, folks. Be joyous and be ready for the Lord coming to take you up. Well, that's not what these preachers are all about, like Pastor John Weaver. He knows that when we read over and over again in the scriptures about the rulers and the civil authorities, and who do you think these people are in the scriptures? We say, well, the word ruler, that's not me. Civil authorities, well, that's not me. And we seem to think in the Holy Bible that that's always somebody else. But, folks, that was supposed to be the people of God serving in those positions. For example, you know, you go to our Operation Vampire Killer 2000. By the way, don't let me forget, I want to tell you how to get a copy of Pastor Gad Hitchcock's sermon done by Pastor John Weaver. If you're not here tonight, it's 6:30 and meet at the Lewis and Clark Motel in just outside of Kamei, Idaho, to meet Pastor John Lewis and listen to him speak or preach. Then I'm going to tell you here on the show before we run out of time how to get a copy. And you need to put a copy of this video in the hands of your preacher, the election sermon by Pastor Gad Hitchcock, and see the difference between the preachers today and the preachers that brought this nation together under God and under biblical law and made America the greatest nation on the face of the earth. But let me give you an example of who you and I are supposed to be. Carol would probably correct me and say you and me. I don't speak the English language very good, but I'm sure you know that by now. I can take a shotgun away from somebody and But I'm not good at the English language, so forgive me. But anyway, Carol is a grand American patriot in this office. That's she's an English teacher, retired English teacher, and boy, she keeps this old Virginia boy correct in what we write. Otherwise, you couldn't probably even read what we send out of this office if it wasn't for the wonderful, dedicated American patriot hero, Carol. And I don't have permission to give out her last name, but anyway, here's what I want you to think about. Who are these people who wrote this Communist Rules for Revolution, captured back in Dusseldorf, Germany, in 1919. Now listen to this and think about who God's people are supposed to be in society. Are we supposed to be in this this escape theology? We're waiting for a promotion. We're not going to do the work of occupying the nation, occupying our town and the institutions in our town, state, and nation. As Christians for God, rulers that rule for God and under God's law. Listen to this, and I'll help you think about this. The Communist Rules for Revolution in a captured or to take over a nation. Here's what it says. Corrupt the young. Get them away from religion. Get them interested in sex. Okay, now let's stop right there. Corrupt the young. Get them away from religion. Get them interested in sex. Now, how are these communists moving into this nation going to do that? Well, they sure can't do it by hiding out in their prayer closet or going to their communist meetings every week and not ever hitting the street. They're going to take over the institutions, corrupt the young. How are they going to corrupt the young? Get them away from religion. Get them interested in sex. How are they going to do that if they just go to their communist meetings like we go to our Christian meetings, sing songs and praise God and pray for everybody? All these things are important, but I'm saying that there has to be action someplace, and those that hate God know that. We've been convinced that we don't have to take any action. Next one. By specious argument, cause the breakdown of the old moral values, virtue, honesty, and the pledged word. Another one. Encourage civil disobedience. Another one. Divide the people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters like racial differences. Another one. Get people's mind off their government by focusing their attention on athletics, sexy books, plays, and other trivialities. Folks, what we're talking about here is action. How are they going to corrupt our young? How are they going to get our young away from religion, get them interested in sex? They have to occupy. Now, the Lord told us as Christians to occupy these institutions, but we've withdrawn. And the communists, the God-haters, here is the American Humanist Movement, doctrinal statement. Humanism is man is God in this world. It says here, we are humanists. We are not for God. We are for socialism. Humanist Magazine came out and says, I am convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by the teachers that correctly perceive their rules as proselytizers of a new faith, which will replace the rotting corpse of Christianity. Who are those teachers that have taken over our schools? They are activists. They're humanists. They're communists. And they've changed our children and are changing our children. But the word here is action. We Christians are not active any longer. We're awaiting the great snatch, and we're out of the off the field of battle against God's enemies, except for prayer warriors. Prayer warriors. That's what the preachers tell you today. Be a prayer warrior. Well, folks, we are not going to win the presidency because we are not the activists. Christians are not going to win the presidency. We are not going to win it from the top down, but we can win it from the county level. We can get out in our towns and county, and we can get back in occupation of these institutions. I just read you the Communist Rules for Revolution. The communists have taken control of these institutions. I just read you that. Haven't they got the people's minds off their government by focusing their attention on athletics, sexy books, plays, and other trivialities? Haven't they corrupted our young, got them away from religion, get them interested in sex? Well, they didn't do it without action, getting involved. And those are the positions that John Weaver will talk about tonight. And he talks about all the time. He preaches about, and these other preachers who no longer have a worry about being government licensed and government restricted in what they can preach. They preach liberty and freedom in the whole Word of God. Here's how you can get a copy of Pastor John Weaver's Pastor Gad Hitchcock's election sermon. Also, Pastor John Lewis's sermon of Pastor Peter Gabriel Muhlenberg and Pastor Butch Paul and others. They're all on these tape series here, and it's called They Preach Liberty. And you can write to, let me give you the address here, actually make a phone call to Call to Decision Ministries. Now, you can come if you're in the area to hear Pastor John Weaver tonight. But most of you listening today, of course, are not in Cameo, Idaho, and you're not going to be able to attend. But call this number and get a copy of this wonderful speech by Pastor John Weaver, this sermon of Pastor Gad Hitchcock, and that's G-A-D, by the way. And, okay, we're coming up on a break. I'll hit the number when we get back for Call to Decision Ministries. It's an 800 number. And get these copies of these tapes in the hands of every minister you know. Be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program right after these messages.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Here, because we don't have much time left, and I want to give out some phone numbers and addresses. Yes, we can change America. We can bring us back under God and the Constitution, but it's going to have to start with the American people who love God. We have to get back in control of the institutions. We can do that. You know, it's really not difficult to do when you start at the local level and then go to the state level and learn how to get people that love God and love freedom and love our republic back in office. these people who have taken our nation away from us have only been able to do it because we've withdrawn from these offices. And so, anyway, get a hold of Call to Decision Ministries and ask for their, I think there's four videotapes. I don't know what the cost is here. We don't make a dime off this. But it's called They Preach Liberty. And you'll just be thrilled at Peter Kershaw, Pastor Butch Paul, John Lewis, and John Weaver, and others on there speaking about the crisis in America today and what we can do about it. They Preach Liberty. Call this number, 1-800-777-4403. That's 1-800-777-403. Now, if you want to get to know Pastor John Weaver, who I consider my pastor, even though he lives in Georgia, but he's the one that, and not the only one, but the one that I get tapes from every week, his sermons every week from, because he preaches liberty, he preaches the whole Word of God. And we don't have any ministers around here doing that. If you want to hear from him, I'll have to get his number because I just called Carol in the office and it's shut down already. She's getting ready to go hear Pastor John Lewis too, or Pastor John Weaver. And I don't have his phone number. But anyway, Pastor John Weaver, I suggest you get his two books he's put out, The Christian and Civil Government. The Christian and Civil Government is a powerhouse, just absolute dynamite. I guess I shouldn't say that on the air nowadays. I'll be listed as a domestic terrorist for saying that. But it's a wonderful book on the things we're talking about today on Romans 13 and also on this why fight we're on the next flight thing that we're under today, where Christians have withdrawn from occupying the institution until the Lord returns. And you can pick up The Christian and Civil Government by Pastor John Weaver for $15. Write to us here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. And this book should be spread to every home and every minister in America, because it tells the way we should be operating the church and operating our own homes to be caught doing what God told us to do when he returns. Well, I guess I have no time to give out an address. Let's give out our phone numbers here. And Monday morning you can call. Get a copy of this wonderful book, The Christian and Civil Government, by Pastor John Weaver. Call us at 208 area code 935-7852. That's 208-935-7852 for the Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. We don't carry many Christian books because we're a police and military organization. But a couple of the books you ought to have is The Christian and Civil Government by Pastor John Weaver and The Chaplains and Clergy of the American Revolution. The Chaplains and Clergy of the American Revolution. Gad Hitchcock and Peter Gabriel Muhlenberg were two of those pastors. Well, that's it for today, folks. Remember, taking back our nation starts locally. We can do it. A lot of prayer and work. We can take back these communities. Okay, folks, that's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night. Good evening.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbal.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.